Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Dossett, Big Four, and Tupelo, we do things differently. We believe in honest, fair prices and treating our customers like family. Whether you're looking for a new or used GMC or Buick, we've got you covered. Come on down to Dossett Big Four, where you'll get a great deal without the hassle. That's Dossett Big Four in Tupelo.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us. Supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get your podcast from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Topeka.
Kansas?
No.
Mississippi?
Yes.
Okay.
Lawrence County.
Nice.
There you go.
That sounds like a good place for a place called Topeka.
Yeah. Let's see here. What road is that off of? I can't even get the road yet. Oh, it's just a road. Bismarck Road off Highway 44.
Okay, then.
Just a good bit south of Monticello.
Okay.
Is where you'll find the fine folks in Topeka. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy
Strange. Matthew Wells could tell us a little something about
it. I bet he
Topeka.
Could. I bet he could. So could Eric Dampier, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wherever you are in our great state, if you want to enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning, it's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Remember, every purchase at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com benefits the Bulldog Initiative. So does any purchase made with our other sponsor here, Pip Printing and Signs. Reliable service for every business need. Whatever it is to get people to notice your business, Pip Printing and Signs can help you with that. If you need signage for the front to get their attention, to get them in the front door, they can do that. If you want to send them marketing materials, if you need to have custom-made graphics, if you need envelopes and forms and banners and all that stuff, they can do that for you. And every sale you make with them, 10% of it goes back to the Bulldog Initiative with your name on it. So again, you know, if you own a business, we've said this a few times, you already spend money on printing. Why not spend it with a Bulldog-owned business that can donate right back to the Bulldog Initiative? That's what Pip Printing and Signs can do for you. Call Camden Baker at 601-499-5216. That's his cell number. You can text him as well if you just have some questions. If you're a millennial and you don't like to get on the phone, I get it. Text him, 601-499-5216. And you can visit them online, pipridgeland.com. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Great to see a lot of folks in the hump on Saturday, and a lot of them wearing the state script and the M over S and the interlocking. Not a lot of banner M, but that does this old man's heart proud. So, you need to keep up that energy as we get into baseball season. If you need new gear, head to College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. Wherever you want to grab a great meal in Starkville any time of day, they've got you lunch, dinner, and of course, the great Sunday brunch. It's fantastic. This week, I will definitely be making a trip to Restaurant Tyler. I was supposed to go a couple weeks ago with Robbie and Big Daddy. That fell through, and it put a hole in my head because I'm like, I was planning for Restaurant. I'm one of those people, like, if I make plans and then those plans get canceled, I obsess over what I was going to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of
And I'm just
same.
Like, I was supposed to go eat at Restaurant Tyler. I need to go eat at Restaurant Tyler. So I got to go do that. Otherwise, I may legitimately go insane.
I just finished up from Restaurant Tyler.
Oh, is that where you went for brunch?
Yes.
Yeah. It's 1:30. It's where you ate lunch.
Yeah, I usually eat lunch whenever I go there. I had fried chicken with some crawfish sauce and some butter beans.
Ooh. There you go.
And some mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Ooh. Oh. There you go. See, I got to get there. I will this week. I'll head to Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. Wherever you live in central Mississippi, there's a Priority One Bank location near you, which means you can be getting an incredible relationship with your bank, a local bank that still acts. It has the service and the feel of a small-town bank, but it has the financial capabilities of one of those big corporate banks. But nobody wants to deal with those guys. Nobody wants to do business with people you don't know. You want to do business with people in your community. Priority One Bank allows you to do that. Give them a look online, PriorityOneBank.com, to find the location nearest to you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. You don't think millennials don't like answering the phone?
No, they don't.
And in that way, I am I'm a bit of a millennial. I don't answer the phone.
Just depends.
I don't answer any unlisted numbers.
Yeah, if I don't know who you are,
yeah,
then you're going to voicemail.
Yeah.
And if it's important, if leave you need voicemail. To talk to me, you'll leave a voicemail. If not, then yes. I'm not. Then we're just.
But I would rather just text. The only person in my life I go out of my way to call is my mother because she doesn't text.
Yeah.
So other than that.
Every now and then, like, I'll call you if I really just want to get an answer, like, right away. I'll call you. Paul Jones does not like to text.
No.
He will call you about the most mundane thing possible. And I'm just like, could you not just text me that?
Exactly.
And when you text him, he just sends back a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
The emoji, which, by the way, probably takes him longer to find than him just answering you or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, like, thanks, like, whatever.
There you go.
But, hey.
There we go.
I feel like millennials, too, like, they don't even, like, a lot of them don't even want to talk, like, in person. Like, that. Like it's hard to communicate with some younger kids these days. And I feel like I'm really old saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you do, fellow kids kind of
yeah.
guy. But
yeah.
there's a lot of kids that I, like, in recruiting and stuff, or, like, if I cover them in high school sports, something like that, try to carry a conversation is tough.
So, like, when I was a kid, I remember when I was, like, a teenager, you go over to people's houses.
Yeah.
Like,
knock on the door.
I would talk to their parents and be like, you know, hey, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, you know, and we would talk. They'd ask you how school was going, you know, make a joke here and there, stuff like that. Now kids come over to my house to see my daughters, and, like, I'm like, hey, I know the kid's name. Like, hey, so-and-so. And they're just like, hey. And they're just, no time for me.
I will say this. I was surprised by a couple of them that I see at your house whenever I'm over there.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them will talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll carry on a conversation with
sometimes.
You. Like, sometimes I'm kind of, like, freaked out about that.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to be talking.
Yeah, you're supposed to be over there in the corner, like, looking around for a cat or something, you know?
Texting the person next to you.
Yeah.
Like, not even talking to each other, just sitting here, like, doing this.
My kids do that to me when they're like, Dad, why don't you just text me? I'm like, you're in the house.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to yell your name, and you're going to come to where I am, and we'll have a conversation.
I hate when my wife texts me, and I'm in the same house. She's in another room. She'll text me, like, no. Just come in here and tell me.
Speak.
Why?
All right.
It's so crazy.
This episode of Grumpy Old Men with Brian and Robbie.
But, you know, like, every generation has its quirks.
Yeah.
That, like, it's problems.
Well, I wonder, like, our parents were like our grandparents, like, why would I call them? I could just go to their house.
Yeah. And
I could just write them a letter.
It's kind of like, you know, music. Like,
yeah.
I think back, like, at my parents, like, thinking, or not my dad, because my dad, like, encouraged me to listen to AC/DC and Ozzy Osbourne and stuff. But my mom did not.
I bet she didn't.
But she would probably rock out right now to, you know, Crazy Train or something. And now I think, like, I've listened to some of the music now. I'm like, this is trash. This music is terrible. And it's, in reality, you know, it's kind of the same as it was for me, like, listening to the 90s alternative and stuff like that.
So, but this, speaking of moms, this is what my mom did to me last night. And then we'll get into the sports. Well, this is sports, but then we'll get into Mississippi State. She calls me last night at, like, 10:15. Now, your mom calls you, you're 70... Hold on. Do the math here. 77-year-old mom calls you at 10:15 at night. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, this might not even be her calling. And I pick up mom, and she's just like, I'm not happy. I was like, wow, what's wrong?
The Celtics lose?
No, she's like, your team is beating the Packers. And I was like, my team?
Because of San Francisco.
And I was like, I don't, well, who's my team? And she's like, the 49ers. Like, I hate the 49ers. I've had it in my whole life that Montana used to kill the Saints. What are we talking about here? She's like, do you like another San Francisco team? I was like, yes, I like the Giants in baseball. Oh, well, do you like the Packers? No. Your dad liked the Packers? No, he didn't. I was like, Mom.
How much does your mom actually know about you and your dad?
So here's the thing. My mom is a troll.
Yes.
She picked up LSU as a team just to insult me. She loves Joe Burrow now. Joe Burrow's her favorite. So like,
she's a Celtics fan too, right?
Yes, so was my grandmother. But she picked my mom. I'm like, see, I could do this right. Like, my mom named two Celtics. I mean, on the current roster, named two. She couldn't do it.
Because she named one.
She couldn't name one. She couldn't tell you who Jason Tatum was or where he was on 9/11 or anything like that.
John Sokoloff could, though.
John Sokoloff. No, nobody can. That's what we're getting at. So she for the NFL, though, it's ridiculous. She likes the Cowboys, the Packers, and the Bengals. Those are all her teams.
Because Joe Burrow plays for the Bengals.
She likes Joe Burrow. And then I don't know why she likes the Packers. I guess because they've always been good. Maybe it's Favre. I don't know. And then the Cowboys are. It's not even because of Dak. She was before the Dak. It's just ridiculous.
That generation is like Cowboys, Packers.
Yeah. Steelers. To a certain degree. Yeah.
It's like
and
that
Niners.
Yeah, Niners. Little, 70s,
little,
80s.
Niners a little bit older fan.
Whoever
a little
was
younger fan.
The teams that were like in the spotlight in the 70s and 80s.
But my mom trolls me. She'll call me sometimes, Brian, did LSU win? And I know she knows LSU won. And she makes me tell her that LSU won.
That's excellent.
Yeah, I just remember one day, it was like 2017, 2018, she started saying my Tigers. I was like, excuse me?
My Tigers.
I was like, who's, what animal did you say after the word my? LSU. I love LSU. I'm like, who are you?
Knowing you hate LSU.
I know.
With a passion.
It's like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, why don't you go adopt Chris? I'll go live with Aunt Shirley. Anyway, that was a lot to talk about there. And then I told her, I was like, Mom, don't ever call me at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Unless something is happening, like this, like you scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to scare you. I was like, what?
It's like I got a phone call from my grandmother who lives across the street from me. I got a phone call from her today when I got out of church.
Yeah.
And she's usually at church or like, you know.
She called you during church time.
Right after church.
Okay.
She's usually like finished up lunch at this point because her church goes at 11.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, what in the world? I was standing there with my buddy and like, Mama Ann pops up on my thing, like, mm-hmm. What is happening here? And she was like, Rob, is that you, Rob? I was like, it's Robbie. Oh, this don't sound like Rob. I said, no, it's not. This is Robbie. This is your grandson. Like, what's going on? And apparently she wanted to tell my dad, her son-in-law, that she didn't want to be picked up today for something. I don't know. She's not feeling well, so... Shout out to Mama Ann. I hope she's feeling better.
Oh, good. I hope she is feeling better. Mississippi State basketball is feeling better. There's the segue. We made it work. After a 68-55 win over the Vanderbilt Commodores. Before we get into anything else on that, by the way. Vegas always knows. Stayed up 15, like 10 seconds left. Nothing left to do. Game's over. And Vandy gets an outlet pass and an easy layup to cut the lead to 13. And State was a 13.5 point favorite. So you know somebody lost money and was screaming at their TV on that one. Really bad beat there. But a good win for Mississippi State. Tolu Smith, really good. Double-double for him. Not the best. That's back-to-back bad shooting days for Josh Hubbard, which means one of two things. Either one, he's going to start to enter like a little bit of a freshman lull, and this is not a good time for that with these games coming up. Or he's about to have a week where he shoots.
Yeah.
He gets like 25 points a game.
A shooter like that is going to fall
eventually. I would never tell Josh Hubbard to stop shooting.
Mm-mm.
Like, just keep firing. It'll fall. Defensively, State played pretty well. Now, granted, Vanderbilt, you see why they struggled. That's not a very talented, very good basketball team. But I've come to this conclusion with Vanderbilt. That's the hardest game for everybody in the conference this year because everybody's going to play afraid. Everybody's gonna be like, God, we can't lose to them.
It's Russian roulette.
Yeah, because if you lose to them, if you're a, Kentucky and Tennessee would be okay. I think maybe Alabama.
Yeah, they would survive.
But
I mean,
anybody
they would fall. They would fall like 18th,
Florida,
20th.
Florida, Mississippi State doesn't worry about them anymore. Ole Miss, I don't know if Ole Miss plays them again or not.
Ooh, if they play them in Nashville.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't want to play them in Nashville.
That game is a problem for them. So, obviously, State's net drop, not only as a result of the Vanderbilt game, but everybody, they had took a lot of losses yesterday. Washington State lost, North Texas lost, Northwestern lost, a few others. Alabama lost.
They dropped lost. Like 8 point, 8 to 10 points, didn't it?
They dropped to 40. They went from 34 to 40, I believe.
So
six, yeah.
I thought it was
but,
like 44.
But all of that stuff works itself out in the end. Yeah. And as we've been saying for the past few days, you're about to take on four straight quad one games, three of those on the road. Those are massive, massive opportunities starting this week against Florida. State has to, in this next four, they have to be 2-2. I think one of the two obviously has to be Ole Miss. Never mind that, you know, you want to beat Ole Miss, but that's the weakest one, right? You know, you feel like if you get that one and then you get one more, I don't think they're going to beat Alabama, and probably won't beat Auburn. Auburn's playing really well. Although I'm not saying Auburn's like a paper tiger or anything, but they haven't played any good teams in the conference. They're 5-0, but they haven't.
Not really. They haven't played the schedule Alabama or Tennessee or Kentucky yet.
Or Mississippi State has, for that matter. So Kentucky is really, really good. Tennessee is really, really good. Tennessee, that win over Tennessee is a big one for State.
Huge.
It's going to continue to shine for them.
As long as they win the games that they absolutely can't lose.
I think
Arkansas,
they can win at Florida and win at Ole Miss, and that would be two quality quad one wins for them.
They need to win those two games.
Yeah.
Those are the two games they need to get. You win those two games, you're off and running, I think. I think you're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got to win those games, those quad one opportunities that are going to come along. They got to take a couple of those. They got a big one against Tennessee, but then you let a couple slip away in Alabama and South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like South Carolina is going to be a solid team most of the year. So
they're going to stay around that quad one area.
You'll have them again at home. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to be a quad one.
No, but it'll be a solid quad two win.
Yeah, but you know, A&M on the road is going to be a quad one. Auburn, obviously, two quad one games against them. It's still going to be tough. I mean, you got Kentucky again. You got two against Auburn. You got to go on the road at LSU. I feel like you've got to beat. And we talked the other day about, you know, these pods that you're in. I basically say four-game pods.
Mm-hmm.
You're back in a four-game pod here. Vanderbilt, Florida, Auburn, Ole Miss. You need to get out of this. I think you need to get out of this 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to get out of this pod 3-1. A loss against Auburn, not going to hurt you. You're going to move
winning
up in the
Alabama
net.
Alabama is going to be a tough one, though.
I'm talking about Vandy.
Oh, well, this okay. I see where you are. I see where
you go to the next pod would be Bama, Georgia, Missouri, Arkansas.
You'd be 3-1 in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do that.
Oh yeah,
you're about to be in
NCAA six
tournament.
Of your next eight games.
This is great shape. This to me is the stretch. This is the stretch. These next two pods is what I'm considering the next 7-8 games. You need to get out of this with only two losses. You can't lose to Arkansas. Absolutely cannot lose to Arkansas. Really need to get Missouri. Florida beat Missouri yesterday. That's a much more winnable game on the road than it was even last year when you had a chance to win that. Georgia's going to be tough, but it's at home. So this is a fairly favorable stretch right here for Mississippi State, but it's not going to be easy because I think the SEC as a whole is very solid. You have great teams at the top. The three teams at the top are great. Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn. I think all three of those teams are potential Final Four teams. I think Auburn, to me, seems like the more well-rounded team. I just don't trust Rick Barnes down mm-hmm. the stretch.
Okay.
That's
fair.
And I'm worried about what they're going to do in the post.
Yeah.
They have some solid post players, but I think Auburn has better depth in the post than both Kentucky. Now, the Croatian guy, isn't he from Croatia? The 7-footer from Kentucky?
Yes.
He's kind of changing
things. Don't
like
him one bit.
I know.
Croatians.
He's kind of changed things for them. They've become a more well-rounded team. But to me, Tennessee and Auburn are the better teams altogether. And then Alabama's a really good team. And then everybody else is just real solid. Then you have like a couple of teams at the bottom that are really bad.
Yeah.
But this is a very deep conference this year. And you look at the resume, how many times have we said in the past, like Vanderbilt, South Carolina, even Ole Miss, you can't lose these games.
Right.
Well, this year, there's not a ton of killer games on your schedule.
You played the one.
I mean,
you played the one killer game.
You're coming up on over half of your schedule is going to be quad one.
Well, SEC is really good.
That's huge for Mississippi State. You're playing, if you can just get around break even in conference play, you're in the tournament solidly.
I'm willing to go ahead and put Arkansas in that bottom pile.
Yes. Arkansas and Vandy. It's Arkansas and Vandy, and Missouri probably right above them.
They're the third worst.
That's not a killer game, especially on the road, because that's going to be quad two at worst. But you cannot lose to Arkansas.
Arkansas, 1-4, all four losses by double digits, and the one win is a absolute buzzer beater last shot.
Probably shouldn't have won it.
Probably shouldn't have won.
They were fading.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
it's so weird.
South Carolina went in there and just like handled them fairly easily.
It wasn't even an issue.
I don't know what's going on with them. But you're playing that at home.
You got to win that game. You just got to win that game.
At that point, that's going to be like a quad three, four.
Yeah, especially if it's at home. It won't be quad four, but...
Quad three.
Yeah, it has a chance to be. Some potential good news for Mississippi State. Keyshawn Murphy was back with the team last night on the bench, did not dress, but can't help but assume that... And I guess we didn't ask about it in the postgame, and that's our fault, but... Having him back on the bench has to mean that he's probably not too far away from return. State needs his presence on the floor.
They do. I mean, think about that. At that point, if you get him back, you have a two deep in the post that you feel really good about. Cam Matthews, Keyshawn Murphy, Jimmy Bell, Tolu Smith, Jimmy Bell. And then it becomes, you know, because Cam has become or has always been a really aggressive guy and can get in foul trouble. You need Keyshawn to kind of fill that role. Whenever he's in foul trouble, Keyshawn's got to come in there and give you some really good minutes. And I think he's going to give you some good minutes regardless. And, you know, we've talked about him at length on this show. I get his frustrations. I get the fact that he really wants to play more than he is. But stepping away and just not being a part of the team, I don't think really helps. I don't think that helps you. So, and it doesn't help Mississippi State for him to be out because he's a valuable piece of this roster. So I think that this team is way better off with Keyshawn Murphy on it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They need him. And that was obviously a huge sign, seeing him on the bench. Because if you continue to say, you know, he's personal reasons, not with the team, whatever, the likelihood of him coming back is fairly low.
Right.
The fact that he's with the team means he's got... I don't think he would be with the team unless he was coming back and he was going to be a part fairly soon. And I think that's probably going to happen, hopefully, this week.
Yeah, I mean, I would... When do they play Florida? Tuesday or Wednesday?
I think it's Wednesday. Maybe wrong. I
hope it's not Wednesday because I'm tired of getting preempted. I'll be honest with you. I'm going
to
be totally...
Well, used to...
I don't like that one bit. It is Wednesday, 7:30 though, so I'm good. We're good.
You'll be able to pay attention to it.
That's 8:30 tip local. It's in Gainesville.
Very strange team.
Florida?
Yeah. I don't really know.
I'll tell you
what
one thing I've come to the conclusion on. You go back to the I may have mentioned this on the show before, but you go back to the hiring of Chris Jans, the top three guys, him, McMahon, and Golden. State easily picked the best guy.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, McMahon has not done anything at LSU that's been impressive, and Golden has been kind of blah down at Florida.
Yeah, LSU took another step back yesterday. Well, I mean, they lost to A&M, so I don't know. But
A&M is just kind of up and down. They're just not great.
I feel like A&M's going to do what they – it feels like they do the same thing every year. Maybe they don't, but it just feels that way.
Last year they didn't.
They struggled
in the non-conference, but they got off to a great start in conference. They only lost, two conference games the whole year, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they struggle in non-conference. They kind of dig themselves in a hole, and then Buzz gets them rolling.
Yeah. They'll be hot in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Because State played them last year. They were one of the hottest teams in the league.
And then State beat them. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, and that's going to be a tough game. It's difficult to win there.
Yes.
But I don't know.
That's the second to last game of the year, too. That's gonna be They should be rolling by then.
I don't know what this Florida team is.
They're just mediocre. They're just average.
State should have beat them last year.
State will lose, but State did beat them in the SEC tournament.
Right, but I mean,
they should have beat them in here. And that, remember that game? That was the one where Tolu Smith got benched.
It was.
So
that was kind of the turning point.
That's
for
a good. That might be a good thing for Mississippi State. Tolu might be like, okay, these guys embarrassed me last year. I got to come out and have a big game.
Well, you know, like State, like almost blew that one against them last year in the tournament.
They did.
Tolu. Didn't he kind of redeem himself a little bit in that game in the tournament?
He had a big game in the tournament, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
he played well.
I don't know. I really don't know what to think about this Florida team. You know, they got killed by Ole Miss, mm-hmm. gave up 100 points.
Yeah.
They really handled Arkansas, which it seems like everybody is doing, mm-hmm. and then went on the road on Saturday, beat Missouri. That's kind of a tough place to play. It's a weird atmosphere there, kind of a weird setup. So that, you know, that's not easy to win there.
Right.
So I don't know. I kind of don't know what to expect in this game.
Ole Miss is an interesting team these next few games, too. They have.
They could go 3-7. They could start 3-7.
Well, they have Arkansas next. They have to win.
They should
win.
That's
in Oxford, too.
Yeah.
Then they're at A&M. That's tough.
I don't think they'll win that.
They bring State in on the 30th. Then they bring Auburn in after State.
Probably losing that.
Then at South Carolina, then at Kentucky.
Probably they're gonna lose. So that I think they could very easily go start 3-7.
Yeah. Then they have
and they're in trouble because they're not gonna have the metrics that Mississippi State did last year.
Yeah, that's the problem with Ole Miss is the metrics don't like them at all.
They're lucky that they won that Memphis game because mm-hmm. Memphis's numbers are really good
and
right
that
now.
Central Florida game is good for them.
Central Florida was pretty
Central
good.
Central Florida beating Kansas was very big. Although Kansas lost this Saturday. Did you see, speaking of Ole Miss and I know we talked about it, but the Blake Henson thing cracks me up.
Oh, that was great.
First off, hilarious that he just got up in the Cameron Crazy's face. I've never seen that. All the years, those guys have been just heckling players, and nobody has ever just gotten up and just given it back to them. So
it was the
great.
Marshall Henderson to Auburn.
It was. It was. But the fact that I had to look it up. So it was January 12th, 2019, was Blake Henson's ridiculous game against State in the hump when they Ole Miss beat Mississippi State. So it's been five full seasons.
They had radio people saying he was a lottery pick.
Wow, those people don't know much basketball. They don't know ball, Robbie. But then, now here he is five full college basketball seasons later. He's still making shots. He had 24 yesterday as Pitt.
Well, they beat State last year. He's kind of been Mississippi State's nemesis.
He was on that team last year, yeah. So.
Yeah, I'll never forget that game and in the hump whenever he just kind of went off and like, what? Like, who is this?
Yeah, he could not be stopped in that game.
Then Matthew Morrell did the same thing the next year.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, then Bree and Tyree. I mean, Ole Miss always has that one guy who gets 40 points against Mississippi State.
Yep.
Tyree was they had another guy. I'm trying to remember.
Moody.
Yeah.
Stephon Moody.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just dominated State every time.
And then who was the guy? There was another guard. Oh, I forget his name. I think he was right after Moody. I can't remember. But
Chris
I remember,
Warren?
No, he was before Moody.
He was before, yes. That was Tariqa White.
Yeah, but Warren was the same way.
Warren, yeah.
Jason, what's his face?
Harrison.
Harrison,
yeah.
God.
David Sanders.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I talked to David Sanders.
Not David Sanders. I wasn't thinking of David Sanders. I was thinking of Aaron Harper, who just passed away recently.
Did he?
Yeah.
That Provine posse is...
Two of them are gone.
Oh, man. Justin Reed.
Justin Reed's passed away, too.
Who else is it? David Sanders.
David Sanders and Aaron Harper.
David Sanders still rocking and rolling. He's doing a good job at Colin, I think he's...
Yeah.
I talked to him last year a little bit about Trey Fort.
Yeah.
Because he coached him his first year.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy. I know a lot of people don't like Ole Miss people, but David Sanders is a good coach.
Yeah.
Was a great basketball player, too.
Yeah.
But
Wayne Brent running that show.
Yeah.
He's at Callaway now, right?
No, I mean, I think he's been gone from Callaway. Well, he went to – didn't he go to Jackson State?
He did go to Jackson State for a while. He's still at Jackson – no, he's not.
Mo Williams
State.
Doesn't Wayne Brent's son play for Ole Miss?
That I don't know. Doesn't say what he's doing right now, so, or at least I can't find it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm almost positive he was at Jackson State before Mo Williams, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, So, oh well. So MSU, good win. But, you know, it was about getting back on track. You had lost two straight games. You needed to get a win just to get a little positive momentum going. Now you play these games that you got to find wins. Yeah. You know, it's okay to play good, but you got to find wins in these games. And State's going to start doing that hopefully Wednesday night, 7:30 tip against the Florida Gators. That'll be a long night for future Brian.
He'll
have to work hard.
Wayne Brent's son does play for Ole Miss.
Does he?
5'5", 130 pounds, number 55.
Lunch pail kind of guy, though. Yeah. Gritty.
He was really good. He played for Jackson Prep.
First one in, last one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played for Jackson Prep. He was a good basketball player.
There you go.
I think he had a few head-to-head matchups with Josh Hubbard.
I wonder who won those matchups. I'm just going to go out on a limb. Let's move into the rest of the show. It's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. If you're cooking out, I don't care how cold it is, rainy, whatever it is, if you're firing up the grill, we're throwing meat on the grill. We're throwing steaks on the grill. If you're looking for great warm weather recipes or cold weather recipes, you know, if you need some sort of chili recipe, soups, things like that, stews, they've got them at msbeef.org, along with a lot of great information about our Mississippi beef providers who do nearly $500 million a year worth of agribusiness here in the state of Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you are looking for. And we say it every week, but if you're coming to Starkville, you know, next Saturday, Mississippi State versus Auburn, if you're going to be here for that, you want to enjoy a great time before the game, head over to Two Brothers for lunch, get some lunch, enjoy a meal, and then you can make a short walk over to the Humphrey Coliseum. You work those calories right off. It's like you never ate. And then you can go back after, you know. You can double it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea to me. I should do that. All right. Guys, enjoy a great trip every time you're at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. And also, don't forget, you always support the Bulldog Initiative when you eat there. Great products and great service, what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for going on 49 years. And I say it all the time, and I'm going to keep saying it. You can't keep a business open that long unless you have taken care of your customers throughout the process. So when you see 49 years, you know that, hey, if I make a purchase from Advantage Business Systems, if I buy a new copy or a new printer, then when something goes wrong, and it invariably will, I can just call them back and they're going to take care of it for me. And that's something that's pretty comforting to know in this day and age. Too many businesses out there, they try to sell you on their service, but they're not really doing the job. Advantage Business Systems is, and 49 years in business proves it to you. 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue, I keep telling you about it. I keep saying the Banner M is making an exit. You need new gear, so you need to head to the Rogue and check out their incredible selection of polos and pullovers, the logos that you want, great styles, simple, stylish polos. That's all we want, guys. If you're a Mississippi State fan, all you want is a maroon polo or a white polo or maybe even a gray polo or a black polo with a simple Mississippi State logo on it. I don't need a motivational message running down my back when I'm wearing a polo. I don't need that. I just need a nice, simple, easy to wear, easy to keep up with polo. They've got those at the Rogue. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at the Rogue. Mississippi State women on Thursday. Absolute collapse is being generous, I feel. State felt like they were in complete control of that game, Robbie, against Tennessee. And then absolutely fell apart in the third quarter, and they let it get away from them. They let what would have been a really good win get away from them. What happened at the hump on Thursday afternoon?
That third quarter, it just complete, like you said, complete collapse. It was the opposite of what happened against Ole Miss in the fourth quarter earlier, or the week before, I guess, on Sunday. They just, I don't know. They were outscored 21-5 in that quarter and went from leading by 13 in the first half to trailing by 12, 13, 14, whatever it was. And that's something that has been kind of a theme for this program the last couple of years, these up-and-down quarters. Starting off really well or not having a good first quarter and then having a great second quarter, the consistency is so up and down. And this is a schedule, I think, that is very winnable in the back half, but there's been games there for the taking in the front half that they haven't gotten that would have been really good wins. And those are going to be the difference in them being on the bubble or maybe being an 8-9 when you had a chance to be a 7. You don't have to play the one seed in round two. That's going to be the difference. Not beating Vanderbilt at home, not beating Tennessee at home. You got to win those type of games. And now you're coming up, you know, you got a really important road game this week, Monday night, tonight, at Florida. Same thing as the men. It's a really important game. Bulldogs really need to win it.
Mm-hmm.
This game's huge because next Monday you have LSU coming to town, and I don't know how many, you know, other letdown games LSU will have this year.
Right.
The roster's too good.
Yeah.
You know, I think some teams are going to get them.
Is every loss for LSU a letdown game, or are there just games where, you know,
I think so. I think it's just, I mean, you have one of the best guards in the country in Haley Van Lith from Louisville. You've assembled a super team.
Yeah.
You pulled in Anisha Morrow from DePaul, who was, from a lot of people, the number one player in the portal, and Haley Van Lith was number two or three. And then you have one of, if not the best centers in the country, the player last year who was, you know, one of the players in the running for player of the year. And, I just think, you know, you got one of the best point guards in the country, Flo-J Johnson. You have one of the best freshmen in the country. Their starting lineup is loaded. So every game that they lose, to me, is on them, outside of maybe South Carolina or a team like that. It's on them. It's them not being a cohesive unit. Because that's one of the dangers that you face whenever you assemble a roster like that. And, I mean, you look at it, two losses right now in the regular season, I think anybody would take that at this point. But for them, their goal is win a national championship and win an SEC championship. And to do that, you don't lose very many games. So every loss is disappointing for a team like that. So, yeah, to me, it's a, you know, especially losing to Auburn, who could very likely have a losing record again in SEC play. That's a very disappointing loss. I think it would take a letdown ball game from them for Mississippi State and teams like that to beat them.
And so do you think State gets back on track with against Florida?
I don't know. The team's so unpredictable.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to expect. I mean, you have what I would consider a really good showing against Ole Miss, especially that fourth quarter. They show these tendencies to be really tough and really physical and consistent and stuff in games, and then they kind of revert back to the inconsistencies and the things that kind of plague them a little bit. It's just about finding that, you know, your identity and finding your area that you do really well and exceeding at it. And I don't know when that comes. For Mississippi State last year, it was the NCAA tournament. When their backs were against the wall for three games, I thought they played really hard in those three games. Even in the game they lost against Notre Dame, they were just gassed at that point. Had they not played that first play-in game against Illinois, and they wouldn't have played three games in like 5 days or whatever it was, I think they would have beat Notre Dame. They were just completely gassed. They didn't have their legs. They were missing a lot of three-pointers and free throws short, which to me says they're tired. They outplayed Notre Dame in a lot of areas. They just couldn't make shots. So it's getting back to that, playing your best basketball and doing it consistently. This team can make a run, but they've got to win games. I mean, it's just like the men. Like, they're going to have to build a resume. Right now, they just don't have it yet.
See what happens. That was a very those kind of losses to me are concerning.
Yeah.
You know, you lose games, and that happens. You're not going to go undefeated. But when you feel like you're in complete control and then it completely flips on you, something was wrong there.
Well, especially at home because, you know, on the road, you can get a little rattled with the crowd or it's a different environment. there's built-in excuses there for teams. When you're playing at home and you're playing, you have the pressure on the other team.
Mm-hmm.
You got the crowd behind you. You're playing in your home gym. You shouldn't have those moments like that, but they did. And they let Tennessee come in there and just outwork them in the third quarter, and they never recovered from that.
Yeah. We'll see where it takes them. Big week for Mississippi State basketball, both men's and women's. All right, we got a lot to talk about this week. Feels like recruiting is sort of slowing down a little bit, so we'll have to find some football stuff to talk about. Baseball starting to peak up a little bit. As I went past Diddy Noble yesterday on my way in the hump, Jumbotron was on, so I have to assume they're in there practicing, had to be miserable in that 20-degree weather. But
they got to get ready for opening day.
Yeah, where it'll be colder than that.
Windy and 30 degrees.
Exactly. So should have a good week for us here on Thunder and Lightning. Looking forward to bringing it to you. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.